De Roquefort was not listening to the treasurer's prattle, something about the abbey's budget and overages.
"Are we in need of money?" he interrupted and asked.
"Not at all, master."
"Then why are you bothering me?"
"The master must be informed of all monetary decisions."
The idiot was right, but he didn't want to be bothered. Still, the treasurer might be helpful.
"Have you studied our financial history?"
"Of course, master."
"At the time of the purge, what was our wealth?"
"Incalculable. The order held over 9,000 land estates. There would also have been gold dinars, Byzantine coins, gold florins, drachmas, marks, along with unminted silver and gold. Then there is the matter of the items we held for safekeeping."
The order had pioneered the concept of safe depositories, holding wills and other precious documents for men of means, along with jewels and other personal items. All, of course, at a fee.
"There's no way to estimate," the treasurer continued, "but it's safe to say that it would be in the billions of euros today."
He knew about hay carts hauled south by four chosen brothers and their leader, Gilbert de Blanchefort, who'd been instructed first to tell no one of his hiding place, and second to assure that what he knew was passed to others. De Blanchefort performed his job well. 700 years had passed, and still the location was a secret. The phone in his cassock vibrated, which startled him. Finally,
"What is it, master?" the treasurer asked.
He caught hold of himself. "Leave me now."
The man stood from the table, bowed, then withdrew. De Roquefort flipped open the phone and said,
"I hope this is not a waste of my time."
"How can the truth ever be a waste of time?"
He instantly recognized the voice. Geoffrey.
"And why would I believe a word you say?" he asked.
"Because you are my master."
"Your loyalty was to my predecessor."
"While he breathed, that's true. But after his death, my oath to the Brotherhood commands that I be loyal to whoever wears the white cassock."
"And assaulting your master is part of your loyalty?"
He'd not forgotten the slap to the temple from a gunbutt before Geoffrey and Mark Nell escaped the abbey.
"A necessary demonstration for the Seneschal's benefit."
He asked what he wanted to know.
"Have they solved the cryptogram, the one in the Marshal's report?"
"Indeed they have."
"So, tell me, brother, where are you?"
"Saint Agulu, at the ruined abbey just to the north of the village."
"And our great device is there?"
"This is where all clues lead. They are, at this moment, working to locate the hiding place."
"Brother, I'll kill you if this is a lie."
"You have before, so I don't doubt that declaration."
He knew he shouldn't, but he had to ask.
"And who have I killed?"
"Surely you are responsible for Ernst Scoville's death."
"Lars Nell? That's more difficult to determine." "What's your motive?"
"I want to be a knight. You're the one who makes that determination. I seek forgiveness."
"If what you say is true, you shall have it."
"I will be returning to the ruins shortly. They plan to camp there. I'd recommend decisive action."
"I assure you, brother, my response will be most decisive."